Today on Gardening in a Minute, love bugs. The slow-moving love bug is a familiar summer and fall sight to most people in the South. These small black bugs swarm roads and coat cars, usually attached to a mate. Love bugs migrated from Central America in the past 100 years. They're attracted to exhaust fumes, which is how they get splattered all over your car's windshield and grill during May and September. Love bugs like hot temperatures and are most active in the middle of the day. The acid in the love bugs' bodies can harm your car's paint, so wash them off as soon as possible to prevent damage to the finish. A hood air deflector or screen may be of help. Unfortunately, there's no way to get rid of love bugs, so don't let them ruin your day. For more information on insect pests, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, blueberries. Blueberries are tasty fruits that can be grown in your own backyard. Two types of blueberries grow well in Florida, rabbit eye and southern highbush. If you're in the northern half of the state, plant rabbit eye, but if you're in the southern half, choose the southern highbush. Both kinds of blueberries require acidic, well-drained soils. Plants will benefit from the addition of organic matter and a layer of pine bark mulch. Blueberries will do best in a sunny area, away from buildings and competition from roots of trees. During the first growing season, remove all the flowers before they turn into fruit to firmly establish your plants and make the crops stronger the following year. Remember, you'll need at least two different cultivars planted close together for cross-pollination. For more information on blueberries, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Spanish moss. Spanish moss is a trademark of the South, and this tangled-looking gray or green bromeliad droops from oaks, fences, and telephone lines throughout Florida. Contrary to popular belief, Spanish moss is not a parasite. It's actually an epiphyte, meaning it gets all of its nutrients from the air and rainwater. Spanish moss does not need to be removed from your trees. It actually has an important role in Florida's ecology. Many animals use Spanish moss for protection, taking cover in the thick masses. Insects love to hide out in the moss, too. Spanish moss is also a significant component of the nests of several species of birds, including the Perula warbler and the Baltimore oriole. So be a good host and let your Spanish moss hang out in your yard. For more information on Spanish moss, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hydrangeas. Hydrangeas are large shrubs with beautiful masses of color. They fill gardens with their green leafy foliage and incredible blooms during the warm months. The two kinds of hydrangeas offer different looks to a garden. Mopheads have big, round, dense balls of showy flowers that add a bold statement, whereas lace caps are more subtle and elegant. The pink, blue, or white flower color of hydrangeas depends on soil pH, becoming bluer in acidic soils and pinker in alkaline conditions. White flowers will stay white. Hydrangeas need minimal care in well-drained, fertile soil and are shade lovers. They'll grow to several feet in height and can be 3 to 5 feet wide. New cultivars that reflower are hitting the market, providing color again and again. For more information on hydrangeas, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, roses. Roses have been cultivated for centuries for their rich colors and often enticing fragrance. These garden shrubs can be thorny to care for, but are worth the effort. Roses have many different flower colors, forms, and scents. There are miniature roses for small spaces, climbing roses for trellises, shrub types, and cutting varieties. Purchase roses that are grafted on Fortuniana rootstock. Plant them in soil that is well-drained and amended with compost or peat moss. Roses need at least 6 hours of sunlight and frequent water and fertilizer to bloom their best. Remove flowers as they fade and cut your plants back in late winter. Keep an eye on your roses for common diseases like powdery mildew and black spot. Grow your own bouquet of America's favorite flower. For more information on roses, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.